get 5-piece French toast sticks for just a dollar only at Burger King. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Using the equity in your home to improve it is called a home equity loan. A new roof, fixing up the bathroom, building the garage. Sometimes the equity in your home can be of value to help in other ways. To consolidate debts like credit cards and auto loans, maybe it's paying the unexpectedly high tax bill. You can use the equity in your home to make your world a little better. Meet with one of our loan experts and see what you can do with a home equity loan from the Michigan Tech Employees Credit Union, Equal Housing Lender.
Summer's almost over, but there's still time to enjoy Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like the high-efficiency Maytag steam top-load washer and electric steam dryer, just $4.98 each. Better hurry. Summer's not the only thing going fast. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed, on Labor Day savings, still going strong at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Broadcasting from WKMJ FM Hancock
to Keweenaw Bay, Greenland, Covington.
This is Mix 93 WKMJ.
Welcome back to a Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Mel Pearson. This is the last, I hate saying off season because you get mad at me, Coach.
It's never off season, Rick. You know, there's never off season in hockey.
Until we have the
you got the World Mel Cup Pearson of Hockey show. Starting up. I mean, it's
Friday,
hockey.
Big game.
That'll be good. I mean, for people who want to, you know, watch some hockey and maybe a little change of pace from the college or pro football, you can watch the World Cup of Hockey, which would be some great hockey. The best players in the world playing and representing the country. It's going to be exciting.
Well, Coach Pearson, the WCHA announced not long ago that there will be no ties in league play this year. NCAA will not recognize the new changes, but the league will, and indirectly, it certainly can affect your NCAA standings by how you finish in the league and get better home ice or whatever.
Yep.
But 3-on-3, after the 5-minute 5-on-5 NCAA regulated overtime, we go to a 3-on-3. If it's still tied, then a 1-1 shootout to decide who gets that extra point.
Yes, which I think is a good move on our part. I voted for it. You know, after 5-on-5, we see a lot of ties. I think last year we had, I think it was like 46 ties in our league. We only had 3 ties, but that was a homework assignment I gave our players because we had some 3-on-3 in practice the other day, and I asked them, you know, I mentioned the rule to them, and the rule changed. They're all familiar with it, but I also said, you know, we're going to play 3-on-3, and it can really have a big effect on the outcome of the standings. And I asked our players, did anybody know how many ties we had last year? You know, not only overall, but more importantly, in league play, because now you're playing for that the extra point. So it was pretty interesting. I gave them a homework assignment, and when I came in yesterday, they had it written down on the board, actually how many ties we had. We had 5 ties overall last year and 3 in the league standings. So obviously we have a chance to gain more points than we did last year. And that's going to be huge. So those overtime games, when you go playing in 3-on-3, it's going to be exciting because those points are so important. And anybody watching NHL in the 3-on-3, it's exciting. So it's going to be fun to see. It's great for the fans. I think the players enjoy it, but it's going to be hard on the coaches, Dirk. So.
Well, and you're going to likely get to some shootouts too, and will there be more emphasis on working on those at all?
Well, there will be. I think we'll have to practice at least once or twice a week now. I think last year, though, the NCHC went with this model, and they only went to, I think, one game they had a shootout. Okay. That was it. So most games got ended if they didn't get ended in the 5-on-5, the 3-on-3 did. There's just so many good scoring opportunities. So, yeah, it's funny. Listen to Shane Han. He said, well, most goals are going to happen at the end of the shift, like the 30 or 40 second, because guys get tired and they start cheating. So Hannah's got it all figured out. It's interesting listening to him. But it's going to be exciting. You know, I hope we don't get too many of them. I hope we take care of business early and often. And if we do get to them, though, it's going to be exciting. You know, we've been around it a little bit, and we've been in the shootouts when we've done them in Duluth and Minnesota State and some other teams that used them, and they are exciting, so we'll see what happens.
I know we've talked about this before, and I don't want to get on a soapbox about this, but do you see in the future them trying to fix the problem instead of, to me, this is a masking of the problem, trying to get more goals scored in the in regulation so that we have 6-3 games, 7-4 games once in a while, where I think the goaltender's equipment maybe has to shrink?
Well, we've been talking about that for years now as far as goaltender's equipment, and I asked the other day, does anybody measure it anymore? Like, who really knows?
Well, don't the goalies have to have it signed off on the,
supposedly, yeah, it has to have a stamp on it, right, or something, but who's to say that, whatever. But, we all want to see more goals. I think that's an exciting part, but it's interesting. Some games there are a lot of goals, and others there aren't. So part of it is obviously the goaltender's equipment, but part of it's how well the goaltenders are playing, and a lot of it's how strong defensively teams are, with all the video now, and teams pack it in. They make it hard to get to the net. They'll give you the perimeter in the offensive zone. There's not a lot of transition because teams are back already. They're just sitting back waiting for you. So so it's more than just the goalie's equipment. There's a lot of things with the game, and I don't know how we can make those changes to force teams to have to play the game like I think it should be.
Scott White, Brent Peterson,
yeah,
going into the Hall of Fame as hockey players for Michigan Tech.
Well, obviously, I'm extremely happy and proud of both those guys, and very well deserved. First and foremost, obviously, I recruited Scott White and coached him when he was playing for Lac Saint Louis out of Montreal, and him and Randy McKay actually both played on that team. So I've known Whitey for a long time, and congratulations to him also. He just got promotion with the Dallas Stars. He's assistant general manager to Jim Nill now. He's a great guy. So good for Scott. Scott's really worked his way up and paid his dues through the system, the National Hockey League, and he does a fantastic job. So congratulations to him, and also to Brent Peterson. Brent's obviously a great player, from Thunder Bay, and him and his brother were here, and it's nice to see him on almost a weekly basis, or every time, a couple times every month, and is helping out the program, but helping you out, I guess, and whatnot, and really adding some insight. So he does a great job on the radio with you, but a great person, and that's I think goes with it. I mean, Brent was a really good hockey player, but he's a great person, and so is Scott. And then, like I said, they're great ambassadors for Michigan Tech University, and also for the athletic department and our hockey program. So congratulations to those guys who are obviously going in with the 1975 national championship team. So it's going to be a great weekend. That'll be the Northern Michigan home game that will celebrate those guys. So I tell people to get their tickets and come on out and show your support for those individuals and that team.
Do you remember do you remember coaching against Brent, Coach?
Petey? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do. At times I want him on our team, he's a good player in that, and obviously had a strong career here at Michigan Tech. And like I said, just a fantastic person and, fun to be around.
And then another former Michigan Tech Husky in John Scott, and there's going to be a John Scott night coming up.
Well, yeah, we got the first couple weekends are actually fun weekends, great weekends. So John Scott will be in attendance both nights, the first opening weekend. So we're going to have some promotions both nights with John, whether T-shirts or posters or something. We're still working through that, but he's going to be in attendance for both games, and we couldn't be more proud, of John. And looks like he's going to retire, obviously, so we get the opportunity to bring him up here and celebrate him. And obviously, not many people get the opportunity to have an NHL All-Star MVP in their building. And obviously, you know, we're proud of John and anxious to get him and his family up here. I think the whole family's going to come.
So that's great.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, Danielle's wife, they're both Michigan Tech grads. So it's super. So it's going to be a great weekend. So I tell you, get your tickets for that Huntsville series. There's going to be some promotions around that game. And you want to make sure you get in on this because it could be once in a lifetime. Yeah. I mean, when's the next time we're going to have an NHL All-Star Game MVP, you know? Yeah. And so get your tickets. Then the next home series against Northern Michigan, the Friday night.